When a global pandemic was declared in mid-March, the University of Arkansas temporarily ceased in-person classes, moving to alternative learning and research environments. Students, faculty, and staff will be allowed to return to campus for fall semester, but under strict safety measures. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports.
The fall semester reopening plans for the University of Arkansas were first released by Chancellor Joe Steinmetz via email to faculty and staff, and a few days later to students by Charles Robinson, Interim Provost and Vice Chancellor for Student and Academic Affairs. To start, says Laura Jacobs, Associate Vice Chancellor and Chief of Staff, every student and employee will receive personal protective equipment kits.
Employees will receive a tub or a bag. I'm not exactly sure what the vehicle is going to be yet, but in it, it'll contain some wipes, it'll contain some spray, it'll contain a couple of face coverings, and just general basic supplies that you will need to kind of maintain your personal workspace. Students will receive a similar kit, and theirs will be in a bag, a branded bag, and they will receive hand sanitizer and some wipes and a thermometer and also some face coverings, some cloth face coverings. We may have some disposable face coverings that we put in that too, but initially we're providing everybody with at least two cloth face coverings that they can wash and reuse.
Everyone must wear face coverings in public places on campus where physical distancing is not possible. Student violators as well as employees are subject to code of conduct discipline policies.
Because really the health and safety of our campus community has been at the forefront of every single decision, big and small, that we have made and will continue to make as we work our way through the summer and prepare for the fall.
Jacob says faculty, staff, and students must self-screen every day prior to entering or occupying campus.
So that everyone every day takes a moment to really consider whether or not they have symptoms, whether or not they meet any of the criteria that might necessitate that they stay home and stay away from campus. So that's really the first thing.
Second, she says, campus supervisors are required to monitor employees.
So that if you have a large number of people who work in your unit, you're going to want to know as a supervisor if you have, 10, 15, 20 people that are either out for a fever or coming to work and say they have a fever. And so it's really just designed to sort of create that moment of self-awareness and also supervisor awareness to be thinking about whether or not I need to call some of my employees and just to check on them and see how everybody's doing.
As for students coming to campus from COVID-19 hotspots,
we will continue to communicate with all of our students and all of our employees about the expectations that if they are feeling sick, if they are feeling symptomatic, if they have been to a hot spot, that they will be asked to really self-quarantine and to self-isolate if they have symptoms. We are working on some testing protocols, and so that if a student has been exposed, or they can call Pat Walker Health Center and they can go through sort of a triage of questions and determine whether or not they should come in for testing. The other thing we're working on too, Jacqueline, is a contact tracing system that we will manage on our campus. And so we are hoping to get that up and running within a week before classes start.
Any student, faculty, or staff who've tested positive for COVID-19 or are exhibiting symptoms or who've had primary contact with others who are sick or symptomatic are required to quarantine off campus and are subject to contact tracing. Any COVID-19 cases or outbreaks on campus will be investigated by the UA COVID response team. Willing nursing and public health students can opt to serve as first responders and contact tracers, Jacob says, for which they will receive internship credit and clinical hours.
We have been working very closely with a designated contact at the Arkansas Department of Health. And as we've been developing the training protocol, they have been working with us to validate our training. There's a final sort of piece of that training that we are working on with them. But the idea of using students to provide them with clinical experience, let's make this a teachable opportunity. These are real situations that we are dealing with now. And, why not provide that opportunity for our student body who are going to go into the health professions?
On June 15th, the UA initiated phase one return, allowing certain employees on campus to prepare for fall semester, including IT support, enrollment management, student affairs, and athletics staff. UA facilities management have since March been conducting enhanced building cleaning and disinfection for those allowed to occupy campus. Practices will ratchet up for fall semester.
Places where there are more opportunities to touch door handles, doorknobs, bathrooms, that they will be able to put more deep cleaning and sanitization around those areas.
Facilities management staff are also moving furniture and public meeting spaces to accommodate physical distancing rules.
And the other, big, huge project they've been working on is going into every single classroom, doing a measurement and figuring out what the maximum capacity of that classroom would need to be based on social distancing guidelines. And so in most cases, it's turning out to be between roughly 20 and 33% of its normal capacity. And so they will go through and post the desired capacity in all of those rooms so that there's no question, the faculty will know, employees will know what the maximum capacity needs to be for that classroom.
On July 6th, more employees returned to campus under phase two return, for example, to staff, University of Arkansas Libraries, and the Arkansas Union, which have opened on a limited basis. In classroom instruction for 27,000 UA students and thousands of faculty this fall semester will look different.
Face-to-face is one form. A hybrid, where you might come to class or your instructor may be in class and you may be remote. So we're really putting the control into the hands of the faculty to determine what is going to be best for them. What do they feel most comfortable doing? How are they going to deliver the content and deliver the course material to keep progress going within their academic, framework for the student body? And students are also, on the converse side of that, they have an opportunity too to sort of weigh in and say, here's how I feel comfortable doing this. Here are some special needs that I might have or some reasons why I might not be able to come into a face-to-face settings.
Interim Provost Charles Robinson has been moderating a series of virtual forums with various academic deans about phased return to campus while preventing the spread of COVID-19.
So that's one thing. We're going to really be using social media channels. We have a whole committee that is being managed through our student affairs unit that's focusing on student communications specifically. And we have representation from our associated student government body and then also the graduate student government body and other folks within that sort of the spheres who are helping to advise on messaging, what kinds of vehicles do we need to use to get the word out to students about all of these things. We have obviously a website where we are parking all of our information. And so that's available to anyone who, wants to see where we are and see current thinking and what our current policies are. And we will just continue to update that.
University students are advised to log on to their U of A Connect accounts for messages, directives, and further details on reopening. Parents can log on to health.uark.edu/coronavirus. As for key dates, August 3rd is the first day of fall intersession, a compressed academic term. August 10th, all employees return to campus unless permitted to work remotely. August 13th is the official move-in day for students living on campus. And August 24th is the first official day of University of Arkansas fall semester classes. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.